Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority show. This is the coach for coaches, speakers and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. I'm your host Simone Vincenzi and today we are talking about something really important. So I invite you to pay attention to listen to this full episode because about how in a strategic way get clients at scale your business through connections. And you'll know that business is about connections. But the way you create connections and the way you leverage connection and the way you create the right connection then often can be left to chances. You might go somewhere and you meet a couple of people, maybe some of them, there will be a waste of time. And so this is what we're going to talk with our guest today is how do you create connections and leverage them in the right way so you can grow and scale your business. I'm sure you will love every single part of this episode. Now, to introduce our guest, he's the founder. He helps founders to get clients and opportunities through connection. That's what he's amazing at. He has started and exited 2 7-figure businesses and is now running the Amsterdam Founders Club. He has supported over 2,000 founders to scale their business through the right connections. I gotta say that also on a personal level, he's one of my best friends. We have done a lot of business together. I've spoken at the Amsterdam Founders Club many times and also some of his retreats. And what he was able to create with the Amsterdam Founders Club in only a couple of years is insane. Like he built one of the largest communities in Amsterdam, not the largest community in Amsterdam, for founders in only a few years. People take a decade to do what it did in a few years. So pay attention, listen, and welcome to Marcel Weiermars. Marcel, good to have you here.
Wow, what an intro. Good to see you, Simone.
All right. So, man, let's talk about connections. Why did you get so passionate about helping founders with their connections?
If I look back a long, long time ago, before I actually became good at making connections, I was really bad at making connections. And I always saw opportunities go to other people from when I was at a very young age. For example, I wanted to work at a computer store, but I never dared to go in, right? I didn't dare to ask for an opportunity for a job. And as a result, I never got that opportunity. And that happened so many times, speaking opportunities, getting an investment. I always saw the good things go to other people, even though, I was quite good at what I did. And at some point, I made the decision to become intentional about building the connections that also gave me the opportunities. And that kind of flipped the script because I was so intentional that I actually became really good at building a network that gave me those opportunities.
What kind of results, if you think about from the top of your head, 2 or 3 things that happened because of the right connections that you would probably never been able to do it on your own?
Okay, so to be very honest, my first really big thing that happened through a connection was when I was at a really low point in my business and in my life, when I had literally lost every single penny that I ever earned, and I was only my tax debts were 50,000 euros or something like that. I had made some stupid investments and I lost it all. And through a connection, through actually a client of mine, I was able to make a deal and find a win-win partnership that actually got me out of that situation. So I don't know where I would have been without that connection. So that's just one thing.
That's crazy. And it's really interesting that sometimes one connection can literally change your life, can just turn your life around. What else? What is another connection that for you helped to create something that you would have not even expected?
So my second online/tech business that I founded was a job search platform. And when I started out, it was doing okay. It was maybe doing 200,000 euros per year in revenue. But then I went to an event in London and I got connected to someone who was interested in becoming a client. And this person connected me with someone in the US who had like this massive website with a lot of job seekers on it. And that partnership alone generated 7 figures in revenue. And it was because like I was able to pay that big job search website for every lead that they sent to me. Right? So I got a lot of leads, even though I wasn't really established in the US yet. And then the reason that person in the UK, in London, made that introduction was that, yeah, he wanted to do business with me. And in order to make that happen, I needed to be at a slightly bigger level. So he made the introduction that helped me to become at a better level.
Oh, that's crazy. You go one more?
One more. Like, I'm also going to add a personal note. Like, I always had difficulties breaking into inner circles, making friends when I came to a new city or a new place. Even, yeah, I lived in a city in the Netherlands for like 7 years without making a true good group of friends. And it was very isolating. And learning this about how to make connections even when I'm new in a city gave me the freedom to travel around and know, like, wherever I go, I can make those friendships and I can also have a social life.
I mean, you've run, which is a very interesting to see, because if someone knows you now, you know, you have hosted events in how many countries? Think about the events. You hosted events in the Netherlands, then where did you host events as well?
I mean, a lot of continents. So like South America, Buenos Aires, I did a lot of events in Bali, in cities all over Europe. I don't even know. I don't keep track anymore.
Right. Even in London, we did one together. Right. If we think about the...
On a cruise ship, right?
Cruise ship.
Cruise ships.
And this, as you said, is the ability to have connections. Like, it doesn't matter where you go in the world. You have someone that is a friend that can open doors and opportunities for personal and for business. And if you think about in business, how much we can leverage these opportunities is insane. So I want to start with what kind of mistakes either were you making or you find other people that are making that stops them from creating connections or leveraging connection. Let's start from the bad. Like, what are the things that people are doing wrong?
They either start out without a clear goal or they are much too goal oriented, and both don't work. If you don't have a goal, you don't position yourself in the right rooms. You're not selective enough with where you spend your time and which connections you invest your energy in. So that's big mistake, like not having clear goals of why you want to make the connections. And it's fine if it's friendships, and it's fine if it's to get new clients or speaking opportunities. Everything's okay, but you need to be clear and you need to be intentional about how you spend your time in order to reach those goals.
Be clear and be intentional. But also, if you are too much, then what happens? Like, if I have a goal and I try to hammer that goal, then what happens?
Well, the problem is if you're too focused on your goal, and even if you're then in the right room with the right people, you're not fully present to actually connect and enjoy your time with the people in the room. So usually the way to do it is like you set your goal and it's in the back of your mind, you know, and because of those goals, you select certain rooms and certain events to be in, but then you gotta let that go for a little bit and just be present and connect with the people in the room. And then if there is a relevant opportunity, it requires a connection first. So reaching those goals will naturally flow if you are in the right rooms and you genuinely connect and have fun with the people there.
So what they're looking for is the connection and fun, right? That's what I'm hearing you saying. Is that I want to be here. I want to be present. I want to connect with you. I want to have fun. But at the same time, I know what I'm looking for. So then when I see it or I find it, I can recognize it. But it's still not in the way of building that connection, because you know people can smell it if you're just going there with an agenda, which is not getting to know you. It's like, I need to get this business deal or I need to get clients. What are some of the goals? I'm curious, what are some of the goals that when you go to events or when you go into rooms or social situation, what are some of the goals that you set for yourself, for example, in the back of your mind?
It has changed a lot over the years. Initially, I started investing time in events and connections because I wanted to make friendships with other entrepreneurs who were like on the same level and I could actually have conversations with that, hey, they understand what I'm going through, and vice versa. So initially it started for social reasons, for friendships, and now it actually changed a little bit. My main goal now would be to find a few people I would really enjoy working with for my business. So I'm very, very selective. For certain founders, I can help them to get clients through done-for-you event services, but that's like a really personal relationship. So I'm very selective in that. So I have that in the back of my mind. Would this be a founder I would enjoy working with and who has like a high ticket offer? Clients could be one of them. And I also like connecting with community builders so I can grow my own community, help grow their community, and basically make the pie bigger. So connecting with fellow community builders to do events together is another thing. That like started relatively recently is also looking for speaking opportunities. So connecting with, again, event organizers, community builders to share the word about how to build a network as a founder. I'd love to speak more about that. So that's another goal, to connect with those decision makers.
So you have your just goal. So what I like about this is that it's not just one goal, because often what you find is like one goal can be very restrictive. It's like either I get it or not. But I have a few things that are important to me. Some are clients, some are partners, some are connections, some are speaking opportunities. So this is what I value right now. This is what is important for me. And then I'll see, depending on the people that I meet, then what categories fall into place. Like, is someone that can represent one of these categories. Now, of course, we start from step number one, which is having the right goal. Okay, let's say that now I got a few goals in mind. I want to get a few speaking opportunities. I want to be connected with some potential partners. So I got my goals in mind. How do I make sure I connect with the right people? Because actually, even before that, how do I make sure I select the right place to go to? Because I've been to so many events, or so many networking events, or so many opportunities, whether it's online or in person, where at the end I felt like it was the wrong room. It was a waste of time. Not because the people weren't nice, they were great people, but the room wasn't my room. So how do we make sure that actually we select the right place to go into?
Right. So finding the right rooms is so, so important when you want to make high quality connections. And generally, the highest quality events, you're probably not going to find them on Eventbrite or Meetup or any of the public websites. You really need to have a process for that. Because if it was so public, then it wouldn't be curated anymore in most cases. So there is a couple of different layers to finding and getting invited to the highest quality events. If you're really new and you don't have connections in a city or an industry, you can actually start with those public layer of events to make your first connections. So yeah, you can actually use AI as well to find those events and communities. So it's actually faster than ever to find the outside layer of relevant events. From there, you can actually get access to the next level of events by connecting with the people there and connecting with the organizers and community builders. Because often they will also know about the events that are not advertised and are invite only for the right people. So that's where you go to the second quality layer of events, through the connections that you make at public events or through people you're already connected with. And that is very powerful already. And then what I always say, the most powerful thing you can do to build your network is to host your own room where you set the rules and you define exactly who you want to connect with based on your goals. And those are the people you get in the room, whether that's a small dinner or a small drinks and networking event. It's all about the curation.
Which then there's been a bit about your journey, right? If I think about it, like you went to networking events that you could find publicly, Then you met some people there, and then you got invited in some private rooms. And then from there, you decided to run your own ones. And that's how your network exploded. So I love like how you mapped out, like it is real, like you've done this. You went from, I don't know anyone, let me try to find a connection, to being one incredibly connected person. So then being invited in rooms and then hosting your own one. Can you give an example of how that journey played out for you? Like if you think about back on your own journey, if you think about like a specific event you went to that led to a private event that led to the creation of yours, can you think about which events were those?
Yeah, I always loved the story of how I did this in Austin, Texas, one of my favorite cities in the world, where I first looked for the layer of public events. And before I even went to the public events, I sent messages to the organizers of the events. And this was based on my message and what they say that I saw that I was doing. That already got my first invitation to a private event before I even attended the first public event. And then the organizers of those events, they actually helped me to promote and fill up my private event because I invited them, they became ambassadors, and also at their events that they hosted publicly, they would introduce me to the right people because I already made those first connections.
I love it. I'm getting like a question right now, which is the difference between public and private events. I think you already hinted about the curation, but I'd love you to go deeper there because what a lot of people don't know is the difference between those events. And also the question is like, okay, well, if they are private events, how do I make sure I'm getting the room? Because, you know, as you said, the rooms where the biggest deals happen or with the highest curated founders or entrepreneurs, they're often gated, or they might cost a lot of money to get in. Talk a bit more about the difference in the dynamic and how do you approach an open event compared to how you approach a private event.
I almost don't go to public events anymore because it's just so inefficient. If the barrier's very low to entry, then even if the right people are in the room, it takes a lot of time and energy to actually find them. So I prefer these days to go to private events and or like paid public events because having an investment to join is also a filter. So, sorry, what was the question again?
Yeah, the question is how do you approach them differently?
So, I focus my time on the private and the most curated ones because that's where I have the opportunities now. So, once you're at a certain level, you probably don't go so much to public events and private events, but it's the same for public events. Like, you're getting opportunities and you're getting invited to other things if people enjoy hanging out with you and they get value from hanging out with you. So, whether it's public or private, just be present in the moment and connect with people and be a fun and valuable person to hang out with.
Yeah, and this is, I think, what a lot of people miss, right? That they go with because they go so much with an agenda on what they want to get, that they forget that this is the event is about connecting as a human. They're about how can you add value, how can you find something in common, and that's where the relationship will evolve. But you said something that I want to double click on, which is the fact that the going into events that are paid, because a lot of times, in particular for even business owners that are starting out, you know, if you're already a certain level, you already know this game. But if you're starting out, it's easy to think about, oh, let me go to a free event because I'm not putting some money down. But then it means that everyone there has the same mindset or the majority, and so it becomes way more difficult to find the people that actually they really mean business. And if someone really means business or they have a certain income, they will pay to be in a certain room. So if you want to get access to those people actually paying to attend a private event, it makes a lot of sense because now you know that you're networking with the right ones. Now, the last thing I want to cover in this interview, because I know you have a program that you run on exactly like all this entire process. So we're going to talk about that in a moment, but if someone is checking, like if you're curious, the process that Marcel is talking about is in the show notes. Is a program that is called the Super Connected Founder. So check it out, it's in the show notes. We're going to talk about that a bit more later. But Marcel, so now I got my goal. I've identified some rooms. What are some of the mistakes that I need to avoid to make sure that actually I make the most of the environment that I'm in? I make the most for those rooms. What are some of the things that I gotta avoid doing?
Yeah, here is the opportunity also in the follow-up, right? So an event is a great opportunity to connect with multiple people in a short amount of time, as well as enjoy just a fun evening out with other people. But it's very effective to make multiple new connections, but you cannot really go super in depth. So that's where actually the third step in the process comes in. You look at which of the new connections are the most valuable and interesting for you, for your business, for your goals, right? And then what I always do is I individually follow up with those people to meet one-on-one. And I usually do that in person if possible, can also online, whatever you prefer. But like to go in depth, it's really important that you have that individual time without the distractions of the event. And to actually get opportunities from those connections, whether it's clients, leads, speaking opportunities, I always start by listening and understanding what the other person's goals are and what their challenges are. And then where the game gets different is if you can align your goals to a collaboration where you help them reach their goals.
To
circle back to the example in the US, like this was an established business in the US, but they were always happy to generate more revenue, right? And that was a value that I could bring to them. And the leads were something that I could monetize. So I was able to scale my business, get those leads that I needed in a way that helped them to grow their business. And for speaking opportunities, I mean, you know, Simone, you organize events, like a lot of people come up to you and approach you to potentially be a speaker at your event. But yep, almost never do they understand the true goals and challenges of an event organizer. It's very helpful as an event organizer to get ambassadors, to have people with an audience who actually drive the ticket sales. So the people who get the most opportunities as a speaker, if they're just starting out, they have that conversation and they say, okay, how can I help you? How can I get paying clients to your event through this collaboration? And not just, yeah, I would love to speak at this stage.
Yeah, what are you bringing to the table?
Yes.
What are you bringing to the table in this relationship, in this connection? And there is a key thing that you said, which was make sure you schedule the follow-up one-to-one with the right people away from the event. Because I think that this is definitely a mistake that I was making. Either I was attending a lot of events and not following up with anyone. So then it became a waste of time because nothing really happened because there was only the first initial conversation. Or I will not schedule that follow-up, right? So when you're scheduling that follow-up, the goal is to find, okay, what are these people that we really clicked, that we can see that there is probably a business conversation, a personal conversation, or maybe a friendship. It's like someone that you just like enjoy spending time with, right? I think that's what started with us. Like we didn't start by thinking, oh, we need to do business together, we need to do this. We met in South Africa. You introduced me to the event. We were sitting next to each other at the speaker's dinner. You asked me questions about speaking. I answered the questions that I had, so I was valuable to you. And then we kept talking. We ended up working together. We ended up doing events together. We ended up doing retreats together, showing up for each other. We even went and see Mammoth together. Right? Wally the Mammoth we had here in London.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
So yeah, make sure you follow the schedule the one-to-one.
Yeah, that's now, where a lot of, especially very extroverted people mess up a little bit. Like they spend all their time chasing the next dopamine hit and making connection, but then they never actually follow up on those connections, right? And that's actually a bad impression as well. So better to have a few and actually follow through.
Yeah, few and follow through. This has been incredibly valuable, Marcel, because what you were able really to do is to take all your experience in exiting 2 7-figure businesses, building the largest clubs for founders in Amsterdam, all through connections. Like everything that you have done is really be like one connection at a time, being very strategic about the connections that you're creating. So there is a lot to learn about how you think, the full process, finding the right events, making sure that they are in the right room, leveraging the right room. How do you have those conversations? How do you make sure after those conversations, they don't just end there? Because sometimes you have the one-to-one and, you know, nothing happens after the one-to-one. So how do you actually turn that first interest into a business deal? And I know you have created a program which I'd love to talk more about, which is called the Super Connected Founder. So what is that about?
This helps founders to get in the right rooms, which a lot of founders struggle with. So it actually, the end goal, of course, is to help them reach their goals, whether that is to get new clients, get leads, get speaking opportunities through connections. And it gives them a step-by-step process to first get clarity on those goals, then get in the right rooms where they can actually make those connections that will help them reach those goals, and then how to turn those connections through one-on-one conversations and finding win-win opportunities into those actual clients, leads, and opportunities.
And if you're a part of GTEx or you've been part of my world for a while, you know that I always talk about the importance of partnerships. But I don't teach how to create those partnerships and those collaboration at events. So that's where this program becomes perfect, like very synergistic for the work that we do. Because if I think about, you know, some of the biggest partnerships that I have in the webinar space, like even if I do online webinars, the biggest partnerships that I get to do online webinars is when I attend physical events or in-person events and leverage the connection in those rooms. Because there is just like that when you meet someone in person and you are in the right room, there is nothing like that. There is nothing at all like that. Like the amount of time it takes to build a connection with someone online or a relationship with someone online. You can spend 5 years talking online and not having the same relationship with someone that you met for a day or half an evening and you had dinner together with them and then a one-to-one. And so that's why I believe this program is so important. So if you are a part of GTEx or you have been a part of my world and you're thinking, actually, how do I find these right rooms? How do I make the most out of it? Because then one of the outcomes can be, let's do a webinar together. And now they drive traffic to your webinars, or maybe you get invited to speak there. And now you have your presentation and then you sell your product or services or be part of the organized. That's a bit of like what we did as well, right? With the Amsterdam Founders Club, with the retreats that I was invited on. So this stuff works. we are the living proof of that. Like from a dinner in South Africa that we had, to doing years of business collaborations to create business together, to helping each other out in the moments of need. And now we are also here to promote this program together.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to add as part of the program, Marcel?
Circling back to that first example in the US, I made a connection in the UK that was eventually leading to a connection in the US. So that is an example of the power of second degree connections. These days, it's very difficult to get through digitally. Like personally, I don't even often read my LinkedIn messages or like social media things or like, it's just too much, right? But when I get an introduction from someone that I know, like and trust, then I pay attention. So even if you're like, I don't know if the right people are in this room, you can look at it from the perspective, will I meet people who might be connected to the people that I want to meet?
Oh, that's such a good one. That's such a good one. And that's what you're explaining in the program is the full process, right? So finding the right events, setting the right goals, finding the events, finding the right rooms, leveraging the rooms. How do you close, like, how do you take that into something tangible? How do you find the new opportunities for your connection? So make sure you check it out. The link is below. The Super Connected Founder. Check it out because you can go in, build your connection. Best case scenario, you get a speaking gig. You build a partnership for a webinar. Then you have your webinar presentation, and then you're good to go. All right, Marcel, last question for you. What's next for you in your world? What are you working on, focusing on, and what's next for you?
I really want to spend more time working with people I truly enjoy working with. And yeah, that's one thing I learned. Like, part of business is making money and growing the business, but it's so important to work with people that you enjoy working with. So I'm gonna, more look into which are the people that I can learn from and I get energized from, and I'm gonna help them with their connections and skill their business, either through events or through...
All right, that's brilliant. So make sure you get in touch, or you can see also Marcel contacts and social media details. They are in the show notes. So get in touch with Marcel. Look at the Super Connected Founder program that is here in the show notes as well. Marcel, thank you very much. Really important, the work that you do, in particular as founders. We are as good as our network. Everything is created to our network. The business is a team sport. You need other people that can open doors and opportunities. This is crucial for every single person who is in business. Take this seriously. Even go back to this interview, re-listen to some of the principles that Marcel said and implement them in your business. So Marcel, thanks again.
Thanks, Simone. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure. And everyone, thank you for watching or listening. If you haven't subscribed to the show, whether it's on YouTube or your favorite podcasting platform, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review. Hopefully 5 stars. It's good for the guest, it's good for the show, and it's good for my ego. So hit the 5-star reviews. It's really important. It's the lifeblood of every show. So we really appreciate your time putting that 5-star review. With this, I'll see you next time. And always remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.